a native New Yorker and was a twin. Her sister married, but she didn't. And the father was dead, and she sat and lived in that old mansion by herself. I never forgot the number. And her sister married a New Orleanian, and that's why she took an interest in me. I was from New Orleans. And wasn't that coincidence? So she took me to her residence there. She said, I took you home for dinner, but my maid, my cook are out there on a Sunday, and I eat out. I said, well, that's all right. So we all kind of tried to find out what her father did for a living, but they must have been millionaires. He must have went on safaris, you know. He had all kind of moose head and tiger head and all that in the dining room. It was built with these English beams, you know, elegant place. And she took me upstairs, the Red Cross room. She was modern in her way. She had the ladies meet there, and when they got through for the day, they just left awake like nobody disturbed it, you see. It was just left like that, and then they come back the next week. And then she'd give me a telescope. I could look at the ships in the Hudson, you know. I said, oh, you mind the other fellow's business now looking at all. She said, no, not exactly, but I like to view them sometimes. And then she sent me home to the hotel in a cab. And she rang up to find out if I was all right. That was really enough by a native New Yorker, you know. So I had a good time. Went home, told a partner of mine, and she says, I was, how did you have? Did you have a good evening? This is no old Coney Island. Wasn't much. I said, well, I told you that. She knew my cousin. I said, Julia told you that. And I had a good time. She said, you sure did. So then the rest of the trip, she'd watch me like a hawk do. I sent plenty cards home to my friends, and she said, what you send all them cards for? I said, because I want to do it. That costs money. I said, well, I got change. I saved up for this trip, and I'm enjoying myself, I said. Some people are like that. They mind your business. Well, be nice to them. I know you're being fussed. So we had a nice trip. She worked in the office with me, and I didn't know she was going. She came up to the house that Sunday and says, I'm going on a New York trip. Can I go with you? I said, well, I can't say no. I said, I'm used to working with you. You all right? And she said, maybe we got a room together and be a little cheap. I said, all right. I had signed up like that. I didn't know who I was going to. I knew people on the tour generally recommended. I said, it's all right with you. How many more pages to that book?
You want me to quit for today?
We haven't got more Coke. I forget to drink my Coke. It's half full yet.
Well, how do you usually park a car on a neighborhood street?
No, I don't own a car. How can I tell you that? But what my observations, I can.
How do they park them around here?
You just park. That's all, in front of your door. You can't get in front of your door half the time, don't you? You know where I live now, they most of the lawyers, they'll come park in front of that apartment place, and the people living, they got to go on the side street. And that's one of the council laws down here. You can park where you want. You can't stop them. So you pay rent, and when your friends come, they got to park somewhere else and come see you. I think that's a bad rule. You ought to be able to park in front of your own house.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get that St. Charles car and go downtown to their offices.
And they're not supposed to park in front of their, over what? What else?
They can park anywhere. You can't park in front of a fire plug, rules like that for fire.
Yeah.
Or at corners now, they park past the corner. You got to go past, all around the corner. That's a big, bad rule. Yesterday, I was sitting in my rocking chair looking out. They parked more, took more. Automobiles to the pound, you know, the city makes money on that. They pick up the car with a truck and they take it, and you get a notice to pay $5 or $10. They do that plenty down here, politics. And your politicians get their ticket to give it to the politician. He occasions, you know, they don't pay. So now they're complaining about that. They need money, so they.